Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9:30, finally. I usually do it at like 9 o'clock, but somehow I do apologize. So it's technical difficulties again. For those of you that waited, thank you. Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. Live from Wisconsin. It's Wednesday, May 20th. And things in the news today. I'm going to be talking about the UFC 98 predictions and all that. So call in if you have your own predictions. You might not like my predictions. 347-884-8125. Chat room. Go to chatroom, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPonienteShow. First off, we're going to be there. I want to touch up on the things we're going to be talking about if we have time. It's time permitted. We're going to be talking about that police are actually looking for the mom and son who fled to avoid a chemo. You probably hear that on the news. Yeah, we'd like to talk about that. And if you're in that position, I mean, you got to try to put your shoes in her. Put yourself in her shoes. She's probably freaked out. She's probably like worried that the cops or authority is going to take her kid. So what's your opinion on that? Also, a man calls 911 over his son's messy room. Yeah, a woman fights off intruders with what? Guess what? Not with nunchucks, not with katana or anything like that. And with her deadly chili, we'll talk about that. Also, speaking of celebrity that should not sing, Jennifer Live Hewitt, is making a music album, actually, the country music. So we'll talk about that and see what's your opinion on that. Also, Obama's Gitmo plan, shut down by Senate. See, you know, this said it's a rare bipartisan defeat for President Barack Obama. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that. You know, okay, here's the dealio. We don't want, and I don't care, you know, what you're liberal or conservatives or anything like that, and that kind of proved that, you know, it's actually 90-6. You know, that's a lot. I mean, that's, six of them think that we should, send those prisoners to U.S. soil. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, Mr. Trebek, I heard that you made fun of President Bush during your Geographic B. Well, Alex Trebek is, you know, one of the hosts, a game show host. But anyway, we'll talk about that. If I have time, if I care enough, you know. Also, I'd like to touch on Google, actually, the social media news. Google formula predicts who's likely to quit company. Ooh, really now? We'll see about that. We'll see about that. All right. Things are, you need to come right away. 347-884-8125. Make sure you press 1 if you want to participate. Or you can go into the chat room, which not starting for some odd reason. Is it going to have a technical difficulty again? I think so. Bummer. So, chat room is kind of sticky. But, oh well. Anyway, we'll jump into one of the subject here in a minute. And I would like to get my guest panels pretty soon, and here in just a minute. All right, let's go get the callers here. Call 7639. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? What's new?
Nothing much, just that I'm planning on starting a new adding to my exercise routine because I kind of hit a plateau. So I'm planning on going shopping through shoppingsuperhighway.com and getting some thermochrome to give me kind of a boost and to help me suppress my appetite, see how that goes. And so that's about it that's new. And getting ready for a homeschooling conference. So that's a couple things.
Well, you probably, not going to care about the UFC or the MMA and stuff like that. I'm going to be talking about here later on. But let's jump into a subject that might matter most real quick. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about that lady that uses chili as a weapon? Let's talk about the Obama. Let's go to Obama. You want to go to Obama?
Sure.
All right. Obama Gizmo's plan shut down by Senate. They said in a rare bipartisan defeat for President Barack Obama, the Senate voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to keep the prison of Guantanamo Bay open for the foreseeable future and forbid the transfer for any detainees to facilities in the United States. Democrats lined up with Republicans in a 90-6 vote that came to heels on a similar move a week ago in the House, underscoring widespread apprehensions among Obama's congressional allies over voters' strong feelings about bringing detainees in the U.S. from the prison in Cuba. Cuba. I mean, is this really, I don't think this is a shocker. I'm not, oh, my goodness, it's a shock. Are you shocked that they voted off, they shut down this plan?
Yeah, I'm shocked. Because I thought that it went through already, so I'm positively shocked. I'm happy about that because I thought that he made the decision and that was that and everybody was on board with him and it was over with.
First,
I thought it already happened.
Yeah. You can always, president can always do that. A Senate can always veto that if even though his president's, up for it. He proposed that plan, but, it got shut down.
Good.
So, who's going to want the prisoner, especially those dangerous prisoners in Guantanamo be brought back here? Because, first of all, I think, why did they couldn't, get that probably passed? Because they can't, they can't find a place to put that. No one wants them. No states would want them. Would you want... they talked about Colorado. Overwhelmingly, Coloradoonians, is that what you want to call them? Coloradoonians? People from Colorado, I don't think they're going to want that over there. Even Wisconsin,
right.
I don't think, it's probably going to, if they even proposed that in Wisconsin, I don't think they're even going to talk about that here. Where are we going to put them? In Boston?
I didn't know they confirmed that they want to put it on U.S. soil. I know that that was one of the
options.
Good options,
yeah. But see, the thing is, some of them are they all over the middle. Prisoners. Originated from all over the country. They're in the Middle East, like Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, stuff like that. They don't want them back. Plus, it's not if they want to, back to Yemen or back to, Iraq or whatever, they'll probably, kill them there. They'll torture them there. And they're probably... they probably don't want, just like Pakistan, what do you think? Barack Obama's got, 4 years to keep trying? Do you think he's going to try it again?
Possibly, yeah.
He's probably feeling down right now. He's probably he's not popular, so.
Well, I don't think he'll try it right away. I think he'll wait.
Well, yeah,
a little, but
he's going to sift in through that. He's going to use a different tactic,
Yeah.
He's probably going to use a different tactic to that, and,
Maybe he'll even offer,
Yeah, it'll be like a sheep in a wolf clothing.
yeah.
kind
yeah.
of proposal, you know.
I think that maybe he will possibly offer some tax, big tax incentives for whoever takes those people, whatever state, you know, offer them some kind of tax
oh,
like reward, you know, like break on taxes or something.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or, you know, yeah, that would be, let's say, you know, he like offer that to the state of Wisconsin. I mean, let's say, you know, like, they would put that, like, what was the largest facility here in Wisconsin? Is that Mauston or Portage, whatever? I don't know. I don't know. Let's say it was, you know, he'll probably offer us, like, you know, for, you know, tax advantages and stuff like that. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think he would offer us? What would you...
Well, I mean, depending on how much the people are against it, I mean, I don't think he'll go as far as everybody who lives in that state is tax exempt, you know, for everything, you know, but he might be like, offer them like $40 million to the government of Wisconsin, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a tax break. And I don't know if he would, whatever town it was in, you know, he would try to sugarcoat it, like you said, like, oh, this will offer a lot of people jobs, you know, and
mm-hmm.
offer them, you know, $16 an hour or something, you know, so people, and maybe in a small town where people need work, you know, so I think
right.
that he might try to do some tactics like that, you know, like offer the state tax break and then offer the town the jobs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That makes sense. I mean, it's anyway, but I don't see that's gonna, you know, going to happen. It's, you know, people are way too smart for that, unless it's really, really lots of money. You know, politicians probably would, you know, would be blinded by that, by the money.
Uh-huh.
I don't think regular, you know, like citizens and you and I and all that. I don't think, you know, who knows?
Well,
who knows
not.
Though? Because, you know, I mean, he fooled a lot of people when he this way. President now. So and it's shut down, and a lot of, you know, you see that on the blogosphere, this, you know, they're talking about that, and, you know, you see it on a lot of, you know, websites, anti-Obama website, and, you know, they'll pick on that for a while. And, you know, Obama mania would probably see that as a, you know, it's just, hey, you know, that's, you guys don't see what the Barack Obama sees, you know.
Right.
This is
yep.
the Barack, you know. So.
Yeah.
And he also see that he make, you know, that, I don't know, I mean, it's just, if you like a Barack Obama fan, you're going to, you should be able to see how liberal he is, you know, and how he, you know, he want to use that, he's pushing his agenda towards, you know.
You know what? I have something to say about that. The people that voted, you just mentioned the people that voted for Barack Obama. I think a lot of those people, and I don't know, I think it's like 50% of the people that voted for Barack Obama are kind of like regret. Now, I don't know if they're regretting their choice, because regretting, I think, means if they could go back in history, they would change their mind, you know. But, that they, you know, they're like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, they wish that he was not in office, you know, because they're against what he stands for. But yet they voted for him, you know,
right.
like with the situation of the Notre Dame, you know.
Right. Let's let's catch up for it right now. I'm gonna get a new like a caller here real quick. 2336. What do you think?
I'm glad. I just called in, and all of a sudden I heard that people regret for voting for Obama. I voted for Obama.
Shame on you.
I actually wasn't
Don't
going for Obama. I was voting. I wanted Edwards, the one from, I think it was.
The one that
cheated on his wife. Yeah, and he said he never did it. Yes, I was going for
Edwards. That's what we call.
What?
Silky pony, that's what we call him, because, you know, he's got silky hair, and
Anyway, but yeah, that's a bad time for Edwards to be, you know,
yeah.
A bad time for a white male to be in to be on elections, running for president.
I always said Hillary Clinton, if she ran for president, I would vote for her. But then and Obama got in the picture, and then I said, well, I think, you know, Obama, I thought he would be a better president. But then I was thinking that with the two people you have, Obama and McCain, it's just, you know, the two, you know, which one's less evil than the other one? That's what it is. And you know, who's talking less BS than the other person? Who's, you know, who's, you think, you know, telling more
you
the truth than the other?
Talking BS.
They're both, you know, blowing smoke up, you know, up your behind. But you got to find out which one is the, I think, you know, the better of the two. And
here?
I thought Obama is the better of the two. And I think if you got McCain in there, McCain wasn't going to last that long, and then Palin would end up.
You know
that.
You know he's not going to last long.
But he has 4 years though, so I don't think McCain, you know, he would end up.
How old is McCain?
I don't know, 180, I think.
You don't even know his age.
he's
old,
right? He's in the 70s, I believe.
He's in the 70s?
Huh. Yeah.
What do you think about that, Don?
But Obama he's in office for how many months, though, you know, and people are already bad-mouthing him, you know? It's like, you know, of course you're not going to give him a chance. You got to bad-mouth him, you know, right away. But of course, you know, everybody's going to agree what he's done. But you gotta give him a chance.
There's always gonna be bad mouthing someone. You know?
I know. Look what Bush did to the country, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Don?
Oh, I didn't say my motto is respect him even if you didn't vote for him. What I said was that like about 50% of the people probably that voted for him, I said they might not necessarily regret it, but that they don't agree with what he stands for, like. With the Notre Dame situation,
abortion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that were Catholic voted for him because he was a Democrat, but yet they don't stand for what he stands for. He stands for pro-choice, and you know, so that's what I was saying, that they may not regret it, but they don't agree with it.
Oh, right.
Yet,
see, I just didn't hear that part. I just got the end of what she said. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole thing.
That was me. You close your ears anyway. But what do you think? The topic here is like Obama's getting a plan was shut down by the Senate. What do you say? You know what can you say about this, Robbie?
About what?
I mean, are you for Guantanamo, shutting down Guantanamo and moving those prisoners here in the U.S. soil?
No.
I
heard that and I'm not for that. I was against that.
Yeah.
But. What can I do about it, you know?
Yeah. How about moving to, like, let's say Reedsburg?
You know, I think they keep it open. I think they should have. Don, what do you think about that? Do you think they should keep it all the way open?
Well, that would be a torture for the terrorists.
What's that?
Yeah, that would be a torture for the terrorists if they move them off to Reedsburg.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, I want to move on here, okay? Let's put that thing aside here. Now, you guys probably, you know, been following the news lately. You know, see the, you know, the mom, the 13-year-old boy is going to, you know, refuse to go for chemo. Now they come up missing, and the dad said, you know, they might be in Canada. He's not talking and everything like that. You heard about this, Robbie?
No, I don't get no news. My internet's been cut off.
You got to get out of your closet, dude. You know,
I know.
Tight space. You can't, like, really live in there.
Well,
let me refresh.
My bulb
let
is
me,
really
let me fill you in.
I'm trying to catch up on bills. That's why I work 60 hours a week.
Yeah. Let me fill you in on this one, okay? Because, all right, a court ordered an x-ray on Monday to show, you know, because the dude, a 13-year-old guy, has cancer, and they want him to go through, a medical treatment. But the parents actually decline and saying that this is against their religion and they want to just pursue alternative medicine and so on and so forth, like American Indian religion, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's against their, some sort of, you know, American Indian religion. But anyway, well, this dude has like a lymphoma or something, a Hodgkin's lymphoma, highly curable from from a cancer when it's treated, though, they said. When it's treated, you know, if he goes through a chemo, he'll be like a 90% survival rate with them and yada, yada, yada. And the dude, the parents refused to do that, and the authority says, you know, this is child neglection, this is child abuse, so we're going to go in to take the kid, and, you know, whether you like it or not or something like that. Now they took off. They're gone. Vanished.
Wow.
Don, what do you think? I mean, would you, what would you do in this one? I mean, would you, I don't know if, what kind of religion you have, but, you know, this is your boy's life. Would you, like, flee the country? I mean, leave and resist arrest? What do you think?
Well,
you?
I think you're asking me, right?
Yeah, you, Don. No, the one's right behind you.
I don't think so. So, yeah, I think that I would pray about it and consult with my husband and, you know, and see where it goes from there. But as, you know, one of the things that I specialize in is health and nutrition. So I think that I would definitely rather try herbal, you know, medicine rather than chemo, because chemo is poison. I understand some people do it. But, you know, I definitely would like I said, I would pray about it because I don't know the situation. But I wouldn't just, like, leave and not tell my husband where I'm going. How I think about this case, though, that she said
well,
to her...
She probably did. She's probably just denying it, you know, or lying.
Yeah, I think that she may he may be telling the truth in that she said to him, she walked up to him and said, hey, I have to leave right now, and you don't. That's all you need to know. You know,
okay.
She could have said that, but she could have told him where she's going. He's not lying if she, you know, if he tells the news that.
Yeah.
You know, as long as
Rob, yeah, exactly. Rob, do you think the parents should go to jail for this?
That's a tough one. I'm glad she went first. That's a really tough one. I mean, it's a religion.
I'm always saving a tough question for you.
I mean, it's a religion, but. It's your 13-year-old child. I mean, don't you? I mean, I know it's against your religion, but it's your child, though. You know, don't you? You know, you're there. You're the parents are there. You know, to protect your. You know, to protect them.
Responsible for them. Yep.
So
see, the thing is, they don't see it that way. See, I would what I would have done is like, you know, like look, you know, let's go in and.
Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Hello.
Hello.
I hear you, Dom. You hear Fernando?
I hear Fernando.
Where's the host? I could hear you.
That's good to know. Because, yeah, sometimes I'll have to, like, call him back because he, I don't know how, what happens.
Did someone kill the host?
Hold on. Let me go check on the host. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Hold on. So the host will be right back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
In the bathroom.
I don't know. That's strange. That's like first time I've had that happen to more than one person. Cause I usually, like I said, I usually call back when that happens.
Oh, should we call back?
I don't know. Let's try calling back.
All right, I'll call back. You call back, all right?
All right, sounds good. All right, bye.
Yeah, all right, bye.
Yeah, call in.
Hey, oh my goodness. See what happened when you're talking about Barack Obama and all that? Oh my goodness, I just got cut off somehow. And I had a hard time calling back. My cell phone's not working, and my goodness. Yeah, that's tragic. I hope I'm streaming here, but let's get everybody back online here. Let's get Don and Robbie. Robbie, what happened?
I don't know. Don and I were still online, and you cut out. You're gone, and then I call like back like three times, and nobody was there.
I'm sorry, dude.
I called your phone.
Difficulties again. Yeah.
Yeah, is Don there?
Yeah, my phone went dead. Actually, went dead. Don, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Right. So you guys, should have kept, talking and whatever. But anyway, we're back online now. Huh?
And we should host the show.
yeah, whatever.
We'll be a co-host.
Okay. Where were we? What are we talking about here?
We're talking about
the chemo kid. The chemo kid. Yeah, the chemo kit. Now, back to that, I think, now the authorities are looking for the boy and, the mother, and I think, if they caught up to them, the mother's going to go to jail. She's going to have to.
Well, isn't the number one concern is the child, not the parent?
Well, yeah, they'll probably take the kids from the parent, and then, they'll slap her with, maybe negligence of child or, child abuse for that matter. That's what they said.
I have a differing opinion on that.
What?
Well, what if while she's gone, in the meantime, he gets better and he's completely healed? I don't think they can charge her if he's healed.
Well,
I don't think, it's harder to child, it's because of their religion, though,
We can't really say what if, that's, right now they're trying to find them. They're trying to get more information from the dad. Seems like the dad is not really talking about that. He knows where they are, but he don't. There's no way he'll tell him. He'll tell him.
What religion is it?
Some kind of an American Native or Native Indians or something like that.
Oh really?
Not Christian, Rob. So hold your horses. Not Christian. Stop. don't. Go on to your Christian bashing, movies right away. See, I told you those Christians. Oh, man.
I'm not going to bash anybody.
Yeah, okay. So that's what happened today. Hey, let's touch up on the, because I want to talk about the UFC 98. What's your prediction on that, Robbie?
UFC 98? Ultimate Fighting?
Yeah.
I love it.
Fighting, MMA. What's his name? Rashad Evans.
Rashad Evans?
13-0, and also Lyoto Machida, 14-0. Machida's, I'm total, 100%, I'm going for Lyoto Machida. Because Rashad Evans went toe-to-toe with Tito Ortiz. Actually they had a draw, I think, And
that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but look, that was when Tito Ortiz was in his prime, and then Lyoto Machida fought him when in his prime and just just put him down. Shut him down. He's from Brazil and he's a martial arts artist and I think he can do it. What happened to Rampage Jackson though? I thought he was supposed to face Rashad Evans.
I didn't know nothing. The last time I seen Rashad Evans was that when he took on Griffin. I love Forrest Griffin. Mm-hmm. And he caught what?
Oh, he beat him.
He caught him with a punch and put him down and he got fazed by it and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rashad Evans is a prick though. He is. After watching that fight, he's a prick. I hope he ends up losing, though. But he does have heavy hands, though.
He does have heavy hands, but I would have loved, you know, seeing Rampage Jackson go at it with the Rashad Evans, because they both have that same attitude, you know. Not as crazy as Rampage Jackson, but it's, you know, crazy enough. But Lyoto Machida is kind of a laid-back, you know, kind of, you know, how he fights. He's like two steps back, and, you know, just kind of a counter-strike, you know, everybody, and that's how he fights. And Rashad Evans loved to chase people, and he's going to fall into that trap again, just like it did, just like what Machida did to, who's that dude? Sylvia? Something like that? No, not Sylvia. God, I hate myself. I can't. Anyway, so you going with the Lyoto Machida. What about Matt Hughes and Matt Serra? Matt Hughes, veteran.
Matt Hughes.
Yeah, he's a veteran. He's a vet.
Wait, Matt Hughes, is he the wrestler?
Yeah, then
I thought he retired.
No.
He's still there. It's been going
back and forth, Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. You know, remember
I know you're talking about. Okay, yeah. Hughes would take Matt Serra. Matt Hughes easily take him. Easily.
I think Matt Serra will win.
No.
This guy,
$20
yeah.
on it.
Dude, I can smack you $20 right now. Matt Serra is Matt Hughes, man. All right, so. Matt Hughes is kind of going over, you know, Matt Serra is still, you know, even though he has, you know, he had injury and all that, but I think he recovered, you know, fully from that.
Yeah.
Brock Larson? No, not Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
No. They said not Brock Lesnar. I said Brock Larson. 22-5 versus Chris Wilson, and, you know, it's just nobody, you know, pretty much. So I'm taking Brock Larson. All right, not Lesnar, because
I don't know Brock Lesnar. I have to. Yeah, I need to see faces. I'm bad with names.
Yeah, Yushin Okami, 22-4, and Dan Miller. I'll take Dan Miller on this one. Frank Edgar and Sean Sherk. Frank Edgar is a new, you know, is pretty new. Sean Sherk is a vet. So I would say take with Frank Edgar on this one. And also, what?
I don't know that. I know Sean Sherk. Sean Sherk is he's a muscle bone big guy. He's small.
Big guy, but again, you know, it's.
BJ Penn took him
32. He fought like more. I mean, you know, this is not like. You got to realize. You got to take that consideration. How long they've been in a fight. You know, just like, you know, look at Ken Shamrock, you know, I mean, he's really good in his prime and all that until, like, you know, Tito Ortiz gonna beat him twice.
Yeah.
I believe. So he's done. So that would be my prediction, everybody. And if you disagree, you know, I'll see about that. I'll talk to my fist. let's talk weird, okay? A man calls 911 over son's messy room. Are you ready for this, Don?
Yeah,
okay. All right, an Ohio man who argued with his grown son over a messy bedroom said he overreacted when he called 911. Dude's name's Andrew Mizak, called cops Thursday after his 28-year-old son, who's a school board member in the Cleveland suburb of Bedford, threw a plate of food across the kitchen table and made a fist at him. When he was told to clean his room. Go clean your room. So the son, also named Andrew, lives in a room in his parents' basement. Let this be a lesson to you guys out there who are like a 20-something living with your parents. Right? Rob, get out of that closet. The father is charged and told police he doesn't want to ruin his son's political career. Okay, why did he call 911? Because he made a fist, you know, like, argh. You know, maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's, you know, maybe punch him right in the nose. What do you think, Robbie?
And then you're going to jail. Because so, I mean, nowadays you can't discipline your child like they used to do back in the day. I used to get smacked around, and I think I can turn out somewhat fine. But, you know, nowadays
you're like. Yeah, you're 30-year-old, right? You're a 30-year-old
yeah.
man. When did you move out of your parents' house? Like what? Last year?
I still live there. No, I moved out when I was about
12? All right, see, 2021. Okay, you know that's cool. I mean, what I'm saying is like there's got to be more. You know, why would he call 911? There's got to be more to this, not just you know. He was told to clean the room, and he made a fist at him. Like, dude, done. Now, do you think what's the dude's trying to do? The dad? What was he trying to do? Teach him a lesson? You know, hey, get my 28-year-old out of my basement. I don't need him. Hello. Okay. Yeah. You hang up. Bye bye. Call back. Press 1 when you call back. But I believe this is again. This is something. He has a. Supposedly a political career, you know, has a future.
28?
Yeah, he's 28.
And he's a political...
He's a political consultant on the... anyway, so I think there's more to that, and they don't want to reveal it. You know what I mean? They don't want to... Like, again, the guy says, you know, I don't want to ruin his career. Maybe he'll be the president next time, you know?
Maybe. And he'll have a massive room, right?
Yeah, the guy. Remember that guy with the measure room?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever called 911, Rob?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Nothing serious.
Huh?
Nothing really serious. I was bored.
Nothing real serious? Because you can't...
Something was happening, and I was like, oh, I better call 911.
Right, you can't find a remote or something? Or your microwave doesn't...
Exactly.
Oh... Someone's dog's barking. Is that your dog? Yeah? You have a dog? Someone's dog's barking.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no. No, that's the clock. The bird comes out, you know, every time,
yeah.
You know, hour.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, you have a dog. That's a weird-looking dog.
I have
cats.
I try not to call the cops. Usually I try to take care of myself because I don't like the cops and, you know, they're just more hassle than anything. I had my share with running with the police and I don't really, you know, I try to stay away.
Yeah, you like broke your ankle and you're like, I don't want to be hassled with a cop. Or someone's beating you up. No, cops, they're better off doing something else. Don, have you ever called 911?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm.
I did.
Okay.
On my
All right.
dad.
On your dad? Ooh. What, did he told you to clean your room?
No. So I just, we were having a fight and he kind of hit me. I think I overreacted and I was wanting to be, and I was testy. That was during my rebellious period time. But then the cop, you know, the cop came and the cop's like, if you weren't listening to me, I would give you, you know, I would discipline. I think he said give spank or something like that. You too, or something like that. I was like in my teens, I think. But about that story, you said something about, did you say somebody threw a plate of food at somebody?
Well, across the table, I think they were having dinner or whatever, whatnot.
So who threw the plate?
The 28-year-old
okay.
son threw,
and who made
threw
the fist?
The son. Weren't you listening? Where were you?
I'm just trying to clarify. So maybe
oh,
that's
okay.
why the dad called the police because he felt
oh, because
threatened
he threw,
by his
he,
son.
He threw a plate across the room, across the dining room table, whatever, because he was told to clean the room. You know, it's like, you know, if you put that in a scenario in your head and says, hey, Bobby, why don't you clean your room? And he like, you know, probably like threw the plates on. Oh, you know, screw you, Dad! And made a fist. And then the dad
right.
called 911. So that's
yeah.
what happened.
He
maybe
probably
you know,
friend.
Maybe he's not close as I, you know, predicted. But what do you think happened there Robbie?
I think maybe.
Yeah, was that close? Was that close though? I mean, you know, when you Bobby clean your room. Oh, 911. What?
He was going to do something he was going to regret, so he decided to get some authorities in there to actually do something before actually
yeah.
he overreacted.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so, too.
You know, when people when they get in that mood, you know, you do stupid stuff, you know. And
exactly.
In the moment, you're just, you know, I'm going to kill you. And
well,
maybe you decided to call authorities before it escalated into even more.
Exactly. So he probably, you know, like the dude, the 20-year-old son, is probably telling the, you know, people or chicks that he meets that his parents lives with them. See, when you're 18, you know, before you're like 18, you live with your parents, right? So when you reach like that 25, 28, 30, and you tell people that your parents live with you, that's how it works, right? Is that people who ask you, like, where do you live? Oh, I live with my parents. If you're like 18 and below, or, you know, and after 18 or 25 or something like that, and then you can tell people that your parents live with you. It's a pull. But anyway, I was just making a
How are you supposed to bring girls over or bring girls home? You know, you can't. You're with mom and dad.
Well,
there's a movie with Matthew McConaughey, and he's 30 years old, and he still lives with his parents, and they try to get him to meet a girl and move out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, well, not if you have a luxury closet like you do. So anyway, speaking of luxury, Chile. Oh, this is happened in Tennessee, in Tazewell or something like that. The lady won the race, slings a mean bowl of chili, literally, quite literally. Claiborne County Sheriff's Captain David Honeycomb said Bray was confronted by a man who broke into her home Tuesday night. She fought back by throwing what was described as a household objects at them, including a bowl of homemade chili. Then, that's got a crack a whip on that homemade chili in there. Then, according to the Knoxville News Sentinel, the 58-year-old Bray went after the intruders with a broom. when they fled. Police later arrested three men and charged them with the home invasion, robbery, and no chili for the rest of the year. What are you thinking here, Don? Homemade chili. Keep it close to you.
Chili can burn the eyes if it's hot enough.
Yeah,
well, hopefully they don't
hot.
Sue her.
Yeah, that's true, right? In day and age, she probably ended up getting sued by those three guys. Robbie, I mean, you play with chilies.
Wait,
want to talk about here in the show.
She threw chili at them, and they're doing what?
They were trying to rob his house. I mean, her house. They broke into her house, and she caught them. And you know, she started throwing stuff, including a homemade, old chili. And they fled, and she chases them with a broomstick, and they all get caught. Oh, and now she's in the news.
Oh, so that's all.
I'm saying it's like you've used chili before for your personal.
Right.
But,
I don't know where you're going with that, but no. I heard that if someone breaks in your house and you shoot, you have a gun, and you shoot them, and you maim them, they can turn around and sue you. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. But, so the best thing to do if someone breaks in your house is that you're better off killing them than actually injuring them. They come back and sue you. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
I don't think that's accurate. If someone breaking into your house, and you know you're gonna do whatever you can to protect your house or your family members. If someone breaking into that, I mean, if they, what are they gonna do? Breaking with their lawyer, you know, Scotty Cochran in the car waiting. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know there's a war. I mean, stories like that, but that's just rarely an occurrence, or I don't know if it ever happened. So
I don't know how accurate that was.
Right. So it's a chili. Yeah. So the chili, actually, you want to keep that close to your kitchen. Rob, do you think like Don mentioned that they might turn around and sue her because you know they. Maybe that they got burned or whatnot. I mean, would they have a case?
I would say, of course. I say no, they wouldn't. Of course not.
But would they win then?
I was, and then even if it went to a jury, I mean, the judge could throw it out of court, but even if it doesn't go to a jury, I think the jury would say, you know, this guy broke into her house, she was there to protect herself, and I think, yeah, I don't think they would be able to, I don't think they would have a case at all. Right?
That's right. That's right. I agree with you, Dan. I agree with you, Rob. That's rare. Yeah, let's move on real quick from that chili, because that's what I had for dinner, actually. Believe it or not.
Are you going to be sleeping with a bowl of chili next to you?
Yes.
On your nightstand?
Exactly. That's going to be right next to my 12-gauge. speaking of celebrities and they should not sing, Jennifer Love Hewitt actually is making a country music album. Jennifer Love Hewitt, you named your mannequin one of the Jennifer Love Hewitt, Robbie. I mean, what do you think? And you're big, you know, the biggest Jennifer
I
Love
did.
Hewitt.
I yep. Yep. Her name was Jennifer Love Hewitt, but now I switched it and now I got a different one and I named him Fernando right after you. kind of looks like you too.
That's interesting. Okay, according to several reports, her boyfriend Jamie Kennedy said, "I know what you did last summer. Actor is considering reviving her music career. I don't know, it was alive by writing new country music material." Kennedy reportedly told People that Hewitt is writing a country song, and they say, "quote I really want to make a new demo for her music because I think she should do singing again. She's so good." Don, what do you think? You know Jennifer Love Hewitt. You've seen the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. Sequel.
Oh.
Would you buy her CD? I don't know what's in the country.
No.
What do you think about her singing back, going back to the singing industry?
First of all, I don't buy many CDs. But if I did, I would rather buy a Christian CD.
Right.
Or a CD like possibly we might be interested in buying a CD of, like, the people you're trying to have on the show, or that, you know, if I agree with their music.
Exactly. Robbie, what do you think? Country? Well, why would she pick country?
No, country, no. Not at all.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy, you know, he's...
I didn't even know Jennifer Love Hewitt actually had a music career before.
That's what I said. They're trying to the report says they're considering reviving her music, and I was like, I didn't know it was alive.
Yeah.
You know, so why? What do you think she picked country? I mean, that's because
I think it's easier. It's
she's
easier.
Not doing anything with pop.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier with country though, because you can make, you know, all you gotta do is talk about your horse died and your dog died.
You know what I think? You know what I think? She's trying to revive. She's trying to revive the Dolly Parton era. You know.
You think so?
I think so. You know, that Dolly Parton's, you know, stuff. But anyway,
talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt, there was pictures of her way back about her. There was pictures of her in a swimsuit, and they were saying how she got fat.
Yeah, she had like cellulite or something.
Yeah, and now what do you think about that? You know, with famous people in swimsuits. Yeah, I like to get Don's input on this. Is that a lot of people, you know? Famous people, you know, they're skinny, you know, and now all of a sudden they get, you know, gain some weight. All of a sudden they're like, oh my God, they're all on the front cover of the magazine.
Yeah.
You know, they're fat, you know.
Right. the fight behind, just like what they did with Oprah. That was sick. Well, you know, you got to really, you know, understand that, you know, they're human too. They have flaws, you know. When they go on the front cover, you know, that's airbrushing and all that thing and take care of all the, you know, the blemishes and cellulites and stuff like that. But I don't think they're going to care. I don't think when Jennifer Love Hewitt, you know, they I don't think she cares. She just, you know, hey, you know.
She didn't care. Yeah, she did. She stood up and said she didn't care. You know, everybody has their flaws and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect body is what? 6 feet tall, 85 pounds, you know, and it's like, you
right.
know. That's what the media portrays as the perfect, you know.
Yeah, well, perfect
people.
Body, I mean, yeah, speak for yourself, Robbie. I got a perfect body. 10.0, that's what I call it. Perfect 10.0. Don, what do you think? What do you say to this? Do you think that other people, other celebrity, will follow her? Like, you know,
follow her what to
sing?
Sing
again? Follow her to sing to like to pursue like music, you know, in replace or alternative to the dying, you know, career. Do you think?
I don't think not really. Some might, but not a lot.
Yeah, I think so. Who do you think? Who would you like to see, Sam, Robbie? Given an actor as an actor, who you would like them to, like, you know, make their own album? Besides John Travolta.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Besides your favorite Pee Wee Herman, you know, stuff like that. Besides that. Give me anyone.
Nobody. I can't think of anybody right off the bat.
What about Robert Loggia? I thought you liked Robert Loggia.
Robin Lojack?
Loggia. You don't know who Robert Loggia is?
No.
What about your favorite, Rosie O'Donnell? Would you like to hear
her? Rosie O'Donnell. No, I passed by that. John Travolta actually was in what's that movie in the '70s he did.
You mean like Greece?
Yeah, he actually does have a good voice though. Actually, John Travolta does have a good voice.
I can't believe you don't know. Yeah, he did pretty good. He still does. He's singing, you know. He got a movie, Bolt? You know, this is what doing, you know, singing duet with Hannah Montana. Yeah, the movie Bolt.
The Ray Cyrus. Oh, what's his name? Knight Rider. There we go. Knight Rider.
Knight Rider guy. You want him to sing?
Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff. There we go. He's very famous in, like, I think Australia or some other country.
They still do reruns on him.
Yeah, but he has a music career though, but not in the United
States. You would like him to sing, huh?
No,
you want him to sing.
Not David Hasselhoff, no. Not personally, no.
Well, I was asking a question. Who do you want? No, nothing. What about you, Don? Eddie Murphy? I think he tried that one time.
Cool.
Eddie Murphy. Try to sing.
I heard a good singer or something. I don't really know a lot of music, so but I have no comment on that. I mean, Hannah Montana, she seems to be Christian, and she is already a TV star, and she's already sings, so that would probably be my answer.
Well, Hannah Montana, yeah. Hannah Montana is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
I know.
The Billy Ray Cyrus.
Her name is Miley Cyrus, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, now, let's go back to, actually, this Miss, I got a thing over here, Trebek. You know Trebek. You know Trebek? The one, Jeopardy dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trebek. Actually, he was, he hosted the National Geographic B. Alex Trebek, and what do you call that? And he was asking a question to one of the candidates, and saying that you know, and asked him to name one of his weaknesses. The 13-year-old Eric Yang, you know, kind of paused and did the Texas teen just revealed. The Jeopardy host, that how he crafts his own chess strategies and plays the piano. And, you know, that's nerdy to Trebek. So Trebek says, that's okay. You remind me of a former president, but we won't go into that. That's what he said. So he tried to jab in, you know, that Bush hater thing again. Audience actually, audience just kind of gasped and others laughed, and, you know, but the joke was on Trebek actually, because at the end of the hour, Eric Young took home the top prize of $25,000 college scholarship, beating out 9 other boys in the finals without missing a single answer. Take that, Mr. Trebek. Just because you're in a freaking ship doesn't make you a pirate. Right, Robbie?
That's right.
He probably thinks that, you know, he's all that. Trebek, I'm talking about, you know, because he hosts the, you know,
Jeopardy.
Great Jeopardy. But anyway, what do you think, the question here come to this? When is it going to stop, Rob, the Bush bashing phenomenon, you know, the crowd,
Never.
Let go. Never.
No, it's like no scandal.
Let it go, Rob. Let it go.
There's Clinton jokes constantly still going out, you know. So I think, you know, Bush bashing, I think it's still gonna, you know, it's gonna happen, you know. Of course, many many years afterwards, I think. Come on.
You think so?
I think so. I know so. Come on.
You're right.
Still
I'm
jokes
sorry
about
to say that, but you're right. It makes me grinch to say that, Rob. You're right. It's never gonna stop.
That's right.
That's right. What about you, Don? What do you think?
I agree with him. I was going to say something like that, too, about, like, people still talk about Bill Clinton, so it'll probably be years and years and years, you know,
oh, Bill,
100
Bill
200
different.
Years, but maybe just, like, 10 or 20 years, forward, you know?
Mm.
I mean, like, but there's just a hint of something. I mean, like, we don't really talk about most presidents. I mean, there's a few presidents that we know about, like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, you know, but we don't.
We talk about them. We talk about them. They're precedents. What I'm saying is just
so
like
a lot of people
you
know,
don't
you, know.
You made it sound
like
you know
like,
that the president
you know,
is not that you know smart. And it's like yeah. You remind me of the ex president, but we're not gonna go into that because you know a little below the belt. Below the belt, Robbie.
He didn't say which president. Hey?
Well, come on.
The
little boy, Alex Yang is from Texas. He loves to play chess. He does all that stuff. And you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just like, oh, come on, Trevor, you can do better than that. But anyway, we have 90 minutes to go. Thank you for dropping in again, Robbie.
The reason we don't badmouth the other presidents as much is because we're so young we don't know those presidents. Like when I grew up, I know Clinton, you know, and then Bush, you know. Maybe that's why we don't badmouth other presidents because we don't know them. Maybe.
I badmouth Carter.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize. How can you badmouth him?
Oh yeah, let's get into that. That's a different subject, and
I don't know him though. I don't know him.
Just because he won the Nobel Peace Prize and all that, you know, because he's the talk of the town. But no, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, nice try though, Robbie. Nice try.
Nice try. I'm sorry,
but,
you were around when Carter was. I wasn't around when Carter
was. Oh, dude, I'm only like 4 years older than you are. So. Yeah. Anyway, 5 seconds here. Thanks a lot for stopping by, Robbie. Clean up that closet. Don, see you later. And I'm going to go to sleep with my shoes on because I'm going to have a dream about something.
Well, make sure you're chilling next to you, too.
Yeah. I'm going to dream about walking, so I'm going to wear my shoes and sleep.
when are you on next, Friday?
I'm on next Friday, 9 of the hour, 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Bring your lunch with you because I will not share. Thank you very much for stopping by, and thank you, Don and Robbie, for stopping by. Thank you, people from the chat room. And this is the Fernando Pugnetti Show. He's out.